Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is taking place right through up to hour seven. My name is Ray. Welcome to it on the Sunday. You can call it the Sunday live, or you can call it the first day live. You know, yeah, if you know what I mean. And we will be joined by Sipho Paulo Sghadebe. We would like, to join with him, and we will talk further about the topic at hand. We will touch quite a lot of things there, and I trust that you will be blessed in a mighty way. You will be blessed in a mighty way, and everything will just be well. Right, I want to play a song that I think you will love so much. This song is by Hlen Tombela. Never Run Dry. This is how we start, man. Let's hope this takes us there. The first song, you know, it's always a maker or a breaker.
Hle. The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Of course, you must be hearing the difference by now. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Sipho Paulo Sghadebe is on the line. Sipho.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngibuze kuwe bhuti wami.
Ah, wasibonge iwundlu laphakathi uJesu Christ, inkosi yamakhosi, ovukile kwabafile. Sibonge igazi lakhe elikhuluma obukhulu kunegazi kaBel. Sibalalele emakhaya, sanibonana namhlanje ntambama.
Kusaphileka ngakuwe kodwa.
Kakhulu mfundisi, uJesu seyinkosi, nokho umkhaba uyinika amandla. Sawu-exercise kancane sithembe nje ukuthi sithembe uJesu.
Hawu nkosi yami. Hawu nkosi yami. Hawu, ngcese man.
Bayapheka labo mama manje, hey nkosi yami, bendele ukuthi lokhu alindelayo bese uyafaka ungasabhekanga ukuthi udle kakhulu.
Hey, ukudla kakhulu lokhu kuyisitha semoya. Sika moya.
Ayilekeleni inkosi, sizawufika inkosi yami nokho inkosi.
Sizafika isikhathi ne.
Sizawufika kakhulu mfundisi, kodwa nje thank God ukuthi he provides all our needs according to the glory of riches in heaven through Christ.
Absolutely, absolutely. And tonight we are talking about the enemies of the soul. Izitha zemiphefumulo yethu. Hey madoda. Ukuthi izitha zemiphefumulo yethu yini, and nokuthi ekhathini eziningi sizibona kanjani You know, sizibona kanjani izitha zimimoya yethu? How do you see the enemies of your soul? How are you able to determine that these are the enemies of the soul? They are also described as invisible spiritual forces.
Yes, sir.
These, they attack your soul. Should they find any way opportune to them, they go for it.
Yes, sir.
They take all the risk. They go for it. Their aim is to make your soul filthy.
Yes, sir.
And to make you to deteriorate spiritually. In other words, they want to defile you.
Yeah.
In whichever way they can. If they find a way to defile you, they will.
Mm.
They want to find a way to set you up for a big fall. You know? And they plan. They just don't do things. You see, these are spirits. These are dark forces or forces of darkness. They plan as to how they want to go about. They can plan to go through compromising kinds of gospels. I don't know if you are aware.
Yeah, that's true.
They can come through a gospel that would make people to start compromising the standards of holiness.
Yes, sir.
These are the enemies of the soul.
That's true. Amen.
They can also do by all means. Remember that the devil is a defeated enemy. So
yeah.
He won't come straight at you. He will look for areas that he can bite you at. And so he would look for those things that he can be able to bring across in your life and mess you up. 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 29. Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life. But the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. I said these spiritual forces have risen and they pursue you. They look at your hobbies. Tandu kleba. Tandu kshay wine ganane. Yabona lezi tandu zona shay wine ganane lezi. Bafikup dawa.
Yeah,
no, I'm dawa ngoba yazi ngishaya net eat last nyana or two. You know?
Our body needs a percentage.
Yes. That is actually your level of drunkenness. People don't know ukuthima ukdawa akusuk teresela. Ukdawa is a worship, is a spirit.
Yeah.
It's a kind of worship. Many people don't realize that.
That's true.
So these spirits will come and look into those areas which we can call your blind spots, because there you don't want to look there.
Yeah, you try to operate there.
Yeah, you don't want to look there because you have made a conclusion, Oguti, I'm fine here. And that is where the problem is. Much of the time, many people don't see that problem. That's where it is. That blind spot.
Yeah.
Boo! HIV. Boo! Yeah. Now. Enemies of the soul. They want to disturb the ministry which the Father has ordained upon your life so that you should not be able to get a chance to be alive to preach that thing which the Father has put upon your life.
Yeah.
They don't want you to arrive there.
Mm.
They don't want you to arrive there. They actually
at what we call a defense force of evil in such a way that they would want to hinder everything that is about you.
Yeah.
Enemies of the soul, they go and pull every kind of scandal that they can get on you. That's why Francis Pategal.
Hey, they're looking for an opportunity.
Anything.
Yes, sir.
That they can bring you down with. We thank the Father that if we stay in the course of the Father, in the way of the Father, our Creator, our Yahuwah Elohim, if we stay on His course, then this verse is a beautiful, blessed assurance.
Amen.
It says in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 29, yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life.
Want to kill us.
But the life of my Lord shall be bound in a bundle of the living with the Lord. In other words, with Yahushai. It shall be bound with the life of the living.
Yeah.
With Yahuwah, our Elohim. And the lives of your enemies, he shall sling out. Sling them out.
Amen.
As from a pocket of a sling. Angazi ba abantu bayasazi slang fair na thina bese senze duduza
slang. Islangere.
Slangere baba.
Yebo.
Indwa ngenhle ngathi faduka indwa ngiyakhona.
Mhm.
Akunale mpupho ebathi ace leyana le fanele uwashe le yandwa uwashe man ize ithambe yabona ithambe. Ukuthi mawu phosa uze ithi pa. Pa.
Yeah.
Literally, an alpumelit.
A thing is pickle dry.
Yes. And he says he shall sling them out like that as from a pocket of a sling. Go to Masambas, look, see, Chella Tina Wutisias, Tina Siabo, Ratsi, about Sibanyana. Sizongena engozini. When we preach the gospel, a compromise are you. Sizongena engozini. When we preach a gospel, see fage usawo tuwe tu. Aksena mlilo gamoyo ingwele manje sugu ama kandela we tu. Makapela makandela. Makapela makandela.
Hey, neintambo no oyela.
Neintambo no oyela. Mbona banye bapamuza mapalumu. Ngekutshela ukuba bapamuza njani Sipho. Yo! Imicrophone le ngawa.
Ah, uJesu silekelele.
The enemies of the soul has come and they are introducing all forms of malice in the churches today.
Twisting the word in the scriptures.
Perverting the commandments of the Father.
Yes, sir.
What comes to mind? Sipo.
It is amazing from this the topic today, enemies of our soul. Remember, we become the enemy of the devil. In other words, our first enemy, it is the devil himself. Be of a sober spirit. Be of alert. Adversary, the devil. In other words, the father of lies, the one who always have a bad intention concerning us, a fallen angel, the real personal enemy. In other words, is Satan, the devil himself.
Yeah.
The Bible is roaring around like a lion seeking to anyone. In other words, the same seven, the Satan, we are zingela. No wonder which of the 1:7-9 the Bible why they say new wambuza what uvela what is the zula sule. The work of the devil is to become the enemy of our soul.
Yeah.
And there are many things that the devil try to introduce from this. And the umazing is they introduce them in a more sophisticated way. We are bona ngalo ukuthi lokho ecaleni okuthanda utshwa akasakunikeza ipenapule baba sekunikeza lokho ngathi imamaza yakho imathi yakucwebezela ekulishukela nyana kutshela ukuthi no check the percentage not simply just make you track. We are seeing and all those are the most sophisticated way that the devil introduced us. And also it is so unfair for this ukuthi njengabantwana bankulu some of us have been trapped in such things. In another way, another enemy fundacy of our soul, it's the world itself. Remember, Israel limeli ubuta bukaNkulunkulu. Inga kwiBhayibheli ithi othanda Israel ume eyisitha kaNkulunkulu. We are living in this world, but we are not of this world. In other words, we no longer operate in a dimension of this world and the standards of the world. In other words, we are here to demonstrate the power and the glory of the God, the one who has healed and saved us. But enemies of our soul, it is the world that has been sometimes introduced into our churches.
Yeah.
We see ministers introducing the things of the world in the church. In other words, those are the spirit that are the enemies of our soul. The shame from this imikuba yonga kolwe zweni yokubhula nokuhamba sihlola. But now sesebandleni umuntu azokutshela ukuthi prophet, I know your idea. Akutshela inumber zakhe ezi-13 ozazi, akutshela ukuthi uhlale emchashe jabavu. All those stuff, you see good now, it's the more sophisticated way that the devil is using. Ukuthi introduce all those philosophies, those human teachings that Jesus was standing against them. Ukuthi nina, nishumayela imithetho yabantu kunezwi kaNkulunkulu. In other words, those are the enemies of our soul. And last thing for this, our flesh is the enemy of our soul. Once silalela inyama siyawubhubha. Inzwi likaNkulunkulu lifundisa abachamba bangalithi otshala enyameni utshala kuphi. Kodwa lo otshala kumoya uyakuvuna kumoya. Loku umuntu akutshalayo iloku umuntu azokuvuna. Nakabesuthi bathi semuntu asitshala ngisemuntu
utasigodula
ngwaneso.
Ya, nokuthi uzayithola le nto oyifuna utasiquma leso silalayo.
Utasiquma ngwaneso.
Kaphela.
Kaphela ngoba la utshala khona mfundisi ngoba remember every seed produces after its own kind.
Yeah.
In other words, when the process germination yenzeka, it is because the environment is so conducive. So once we entertain our flesh, obviously our flesh does not love the things of the spirit. Umoya ukuthi uvuke uyothandaza. Uthandaza inkosi yezwe uthi usalela usathandaza uzele. It is the enemy that is our flesh that don't want to make it possible ngokwezwi kaNkulunkulu. And the flesh yellow, the devil attacks, which is that they turn this stone into flesh, into bread. In other words, you are saying your flesh needs ukudla, man. Go libale indaba zakho zokuhlala eshane, zokufast and all the stuff. Twisting the word so that we can supply our earthly flesh, of which is against and contrary to the things of the spirit. So in other words, Israel, these are the enemies of our soul. Nyama yetu, it is the enemy for our soul. The devil himself, a little person, masquerades as an angel of light, so that he can make us go after. In other words, going away
devours
from the
devil.
So we need to be skeptical in our spirit and always defend spirit, because nyama yetu mfundisi, ye see to set to Zanina, it tell you to Ray, as not a pure as the young. That's the enemy of our soul. In other words, we need to be skeptical and speak and follow the God's perfect will, a season to follow the things of the Spirit.
Absolutely. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. What are some of the enemies of the soul that you know about? Did you know gambling is also the enemy of the soul? Drug addiction is also an enemy of the soul.
Exactly.
Logo shine tango kancan bese yoshumayela. The enemy of the soul. Drunkenness is the enemy of the soul. Amanga. The Holy Communion leyo tjwala is the enemy of the soul.
Yeah, it is the enemy.
Go one, my bad. Get a bad job. I'm going to learn something. But say you go, my bad. Tumlando. Hey, my mama is a simple. Nama ngi kule. Ah, no, my mama is a ngi kule na.
I'm going to go to the house.
Jwala labdlule khona.
Yeah.
The enemy of the soul. Sorceries. Divisions in churches. The enemy of the soul. Groupings. Let the labor to kunabantu aba abantu bakamfundisi laba impintshi zakhe. That group is the enemy of the souls.
Yes, sir.
Shayizinto zabo mshashaphansi inini benza in. Abakhuzwa bona mabenzo kubi.
Yeah, wakhuzwa bona iyadu bayahamba bovulela isono.
Enemies of the soul.
Yes, sir.
Teachings lezi zithi claim it, name it. Umuntu kudlula ivene laphela athi ayiclaim it. Hamba yosebenza. Eh.
Yeah.
Ukungaba ngcono sidlala ingoma ka Tsepo Thula ethi tsuha. Zamaya uyo ipadlela sabo pheno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh, baka badlalela yona le ngoma. Sebenzile ukubonisa bathi hayi. Unuthi banabayo bereka. Be like the enemy of our souls. Remember why you decided the way that ukuthi we must work to a yanen to twaneni vila le.
Yeah, ubuvila is the enemy of the soul.
The enemy of our soul ngoba kuthiwa ivila liyafisa kodwa lithola isifiso salo siyalibulala.
Hlalela iTV wena njalo
nje. And bayasebenza labantu sibabukele inkosi yami.
Impandla seyingakanani leso sikhathi? Itatana waphandla. Injani impandla? Mara awufuni ukusebenza.
Uyancena.
Uyancena.
Nkosi yami.
Enenkonzweni wobamba imali. Enemy of the souls. People who are bent on doing evil, yet masquerading as children of the light. Those are enemies of the soul. Nanoma kumngani wakho umthanda loyo, enza lezo zinto, you must know. Ukuthi one day, he's going to turn and target you.
Exactly.
Uzo Saul. So you can send us a WhatsApp. Tell us what are some of the enemies of the souls that you think about. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Masukuzo kututhini.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuis, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
The number to dial is 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us there. What are some of the enemies of the soul that you know about? 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. You can talk to us also there. Send us a voice note to Stele. What are some of the enemies? Di rata mi moya ya rona. Hey, I beg a gashing a stwana putwa man.
Yeah, I was shy.
Di rata mi moya ya rona. Is it as impeblo yet? Yeah, ukhonza nomuntu mara umuntu loya mbona isitha semphefumulo yenu nje akacabanisi akacabanise enkonzweni uthi komke yer
hey yasemba
amanga alapho
le story ungazi ukuthi tsacala kubani imfundisi ngathi yazi
uke wabona makune feeding scheme enkonzweni ukuthi huye othatha ukudla okuningi okusele.
Those are the enemies.
Yes. Mkhopolo. Greed.
Yes.
Discontentment. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 4 says, I will call upon Yahuwah, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Enemies are everywhere. And we need to call upon the name of the Father so that these can be exposed. We're taking your calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Juanita. I just wanted to say Hi. Thank you very much for your program.
Thank you, Juanita. And, to the Father and be the glory.
To what you're emphasizing this afternoon, it's a sort of a gloomy feeling this afternoon. Mm. And it's easy then to be, for me now, I'm talking personally, to be, you know, thinking of things that are wrong, that you're not happy about. And that, so that is an enemy of my soul, because I am not grateful. Mm. I have so much to be grateful for, and this I'm actually grumbling like an Israelite in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, in my heart. Mm. And I know God hates that. You know, I was so shocked at one day long ago, and I always think back to it. In Deuteronomy, you know, it's so clear about the curses and the blessings. And at one place specifically, it is written, I can't remember the exact words, but it's basically this, because you did not serve the Lord, you know, when you would get the curse, you would be cursed, because you did not serve the Lord with gladness in your heart. For everything that he had given to you. You know, in other words, being ungrateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's so easy to be grateful, to just let your mind go like, oh, I'm not happy about this, I'm not happy about that, and whatever, whatever. And it's basically being ungrateful to God. Nothing else. You know, it's not the things that I think about, it's my heart. Tendency is not to be grateful to God, because there are zillions of people who've got so many things that are terrible, not to mention to think about people imprisoned for faith and persecuted for faith, and the people there in, you know, in the Ukraine and wherever and whatever, and then to grumble in my heart about things that are so totally irrelevant.
It
is a gross sin. It is a gross sin.
Absolutely.
So, thank you for getting my head right now.
We give the Father all the glory.
Praise
he
God.
He is helping us all, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I'm always so grateful for your ministry on Radio Pulpit.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Juanita.
God bless.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. The enemies of the soul, what these are. I've come to realize, Sipho Mfundiswami, that many people do not identify the enemies of their souls. And that is why, in most cases, they become easily caught up in the things that the devil sets as threats towards their souls. They don't actually go to an extent of saying, Father, help me to identify the enemies of my soul. And the Father shows you your hobbies and shows you how the enemies of your soul have become hobbies to you. How the enemies of the soul have become stock perkies, you know, things that you like, fast holds, you know, strongholds, things that you like to do. You know, the things that you have gone to an extent of putting your life under.
Yeah, it became a norm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are now establishing their own authority over you. Those are enemies of the soul. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
All right, Brenda says, greetings, pastors. The spirit of gluttony is a big one. The spirit of gluttony. The spirit of gluttony is a big one.
That's true.
And then Terence Brink, Terence Kakamas says, the enemy of the soul is when people say they come in the name of the Lord and sell you off to the devil and make you feel like an outsider. They come in the name of the Lord and sell you off to the devil and make you feel like an outsider. Yeah, man. Can you believe that people who are doing that? It's quite sad. Now, I've been reading this. When we call upon the name of the Father, He will save us from our enemies. And my point is here, that the Father will make us aware of our enemies, you know, the enemies of our souls.
Exactly.
Many of us seem not to be aware of the enemies of our souls because they come in as a thief. They are disguised.
Yeah.
They don't come through the main entrance.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to be visible. These are invisible enemies. When we started there, we spoke about them as unseen, unseen spiritual forces.
Yes.
The very fact that they are unseen spiritual forces, it's a big problem in itself.
Yeah, we need to identify them and to know exactly them so that you can run away from them.
Only by calling on the name of Yahuwah Elohim.
Oh, yes, sir.
We need to know the name of the Father and call on the name of the Father. Sipo, what comes to mind?
It is amazing, Fundi Suguti, we cannot fight the enemy that we are not aware of.
Yeah.
In other words, we need the spirit of discernment to distinguish what this is of a spirit and this is of a flesh. In other words, we need to identify our enemies, knowing exactly what this is an enemy for our soul. Entertaining a sin in our life, it is the enemy of our soul. Remember, what is so, no? The umvuzo on the wage of sin is death. In other words, when we continue to indulge ourselves in the sinful nature, in everything that we do, these minor things, there are times when we need to even to point out with even pornography are the enemy of our soul.
Yes.
To tell young people to engage in sexual activities at a tender age, it's an enemy of the soul. In other words, we should know exactly that our body is the temple of the living God. In other words, not taking our body as the living sacrifice towards God, it becomes the enemy for our soul. Remember, anything that will entertain in our flesh, it could be from this at the expense of our soul. Umuntu from this angahlanganyeli nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Remember David, amasotsha ayempinayolwa, istay wahlala ekhaya. There comes abona uSisi Geza. Why? Because he was about, he left himself kangayempini. Ukusala kwakhe nje emuva okungayi. It becomes the enemy of his soul. Ngabe wayempini
ngaba kazanga abone osisa abagezayo so nalokuthi kungahlanganyele singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu abantwana bayokhonza uNkulunkulu wena uhleli ekhaya uhlele nje into mawujayibheka it becomes the enemy for your soul mawucheck ukuthi kahle kahle benenzani la ekhaya you can't even count and izinto zenza as the earthly desires ubekade uhleli nje uhleleli i-generation amasopha u-5 ongawabukelanga phakathi neviki bawadlala wonke Sunday. It becomes the enemy for our soul. In other words, those things that we become comfortable ngako, ukuthi siya nje esontweni, we give a lip service. When it comes to the practical part of the word, we don't do it. In other words, you can sing a rhyme nezwi, but when it comes to become doers of the word, we don't do it. It becomes the enemy of our soul. In other words, the Bible says, "Okwazi ukwenza okuhle angakwenzi isono."
Yeah, absolutely. Disobedience is a spirit. It is the enemy of our soul. When the Father tells you to do this, then you choose to do some other thing. That is the enemy of the soul. Disobedience is the enemy of the soul.
We want to do things in our own way, at our own time. When we do it now.
We have church in our own way, with our own visions and our own constitutions.
At the same time, we steal the glory to ourselves.
That's
it. All those become the enemy for our soul.
Babona ukuthi wena upholisa abantu kanjani. Bagijima bogogo baloku bagijima lapha e-stage phansi phezulu ungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Jesus ileke.
Showing off. The enemy of the soul, pride.
Hey.
The enemy of the soul.
Status tiger. Enemy for our soul.
Here's another statement that shows you that hey, this is the enemy of the soul. Come to our church.
Hey. Yeah. Not mentioning any name of Yeshua HaMashiach, but
not.
You are the church. You are the one.
Come to our church.
You bring the deliverer, the divine one.
That's another trap way that people are using.
Exactly. The enemy for our soul.
They don't call you to the Father. They don't call you to Yahushua HaMashiach. Yeah. No.
Human kingdom.
They call
empire.
You to their own empire.
Yeah, that's true from this. And it's
they make you fill forms and you should tell them how much you earn.
Mm.
And they want you to give them rights to a stop order for the tithe.
Kosiam.
Enemies of the soul.
Eish.
Money mongers. Mm.
Yeah.
They've turned the house of prayer into a den of liars, of thieves.
Yeah. Imai.
Enemies of the soul, Sipo.
Yeah,
it's quite sad. We see those kinds of things really coming across these days. And Papa Yuhunjule Moto.
Ah, Osiam. Twisting the word.
Twisting the word, perverting the statutes of the Father.
Yeah, no longer looking after the soul that God has entrusted with them. But they simply just leave it to the enemy to devour all those souls. Those becoming the enemies of our soul. We are no longer taking care of the flock that God has entrusted us with.
It is absolutely
so sad when you expose them to a false doctrine.
Yeah.
We move them away a little bit, step by day, away from the perfect will. It becomes the enemy of our soul.
It is.
You need to uproot that lie before you tell him the truth, then you accept it. In other words, the coolest way to do is becoming the enemy of our soul, trusting him as losing. If we in dambo, not realizing that we should have placed our hope to the blessed hope of glory, that is Jesus Christ, the anchor. Of our soul, the bishop of our soul, but enemies of our soul, they put our life and sell them to the devil. Bas nigele in 20 is the same psalm from it. Bas nigele guma astral worship singers in from it. Bas nigele lapa senkumlilo na malasa sishifelu imbepa. All those they become the enemy of our soul.
Hey, kuthiwa banga tsoke ezangasese.
Mfundisi.
Ndodala, endali yo peitwa enkonzweni. If you fellowship with people who do not make you aware of the enemies of the soul, they might be the enemies of your soul.
Exactly. Man.
If they do not caution you, if they do not rebuke you,
they work with the enemy.
They work with the enemy. Yeah, as simple as that. Exactly. As simple as that.
Yeah, they're the agents of the devil.
Yeah, if they don't teach you, like in Psalms 25, verses 19, if they don't teach you to cry out, to say, consider my enemies, for they are many, it means he knows them. He knows them. And they hate me with cruel hatred. The enemies of our soul, they hate us with a cruel hatred.
Yeah,
they are numerous. They are numerous. Mm. And we have to be made aware of them. They come in many forms. Sometimes your own job can be the enemy of your soul.
Yeah,
stop worshiping your status in your job.
Yeah. Over time, so that you can avoid worshiping with children of God. It becomes the enemy for our soul.
It's amazing.
Loving
uthola ukuthi uyahamba manje uyidla namantombazana yona le mali le othi ngisasebenza ama Everton.
I think nasekhaya mfundisi.
No, I think.
Hey Nkosi, akusibekelele usimangathe mfundisi.
Undiza kule yadawu bathi kusesantheni uyandiza kuyo. Indlu yakini laphana iwohlokile laphana eAtrichville. Iwohlokile.
Kusho ukuthi uyasebenza umuntu wakhona.
Enemy of the soul, ukunganakekela abazali. It is the enemy of the soul.
Yeah, not loving our families, spending the quality time with them, not. It's an enemy of our soul. Remember, Jesus said, we must take care of our families. And if we are nabazali, even our spouses, if we don't set time apart for them to stay with them, it becomes the enemy of our soul, not our families, as of a disorder.
Psalm 71 verses 10 says, for my enemies speak against me, the people who are always speaking against you, and those who lie in wait for your life and take counsel together. Psalm 71 verse 10. They scheme around your life. Go back to Psalm 38 verse 19. It says, but my enemies are vigorous and they are strong. And those who hate me, they have multiplied. Taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Pudwam.
My brother, because it's just Christ to bully, sir. Nomphathi lapho umfundisi Khadela.
Hawu siyabonga.
Siyabonga Nceko. Siyabonga.
Mm.
Topic enemies of the soul.
Yes sir.
I think ukuqala brother you must be aware ukuthi uSathane akahloniphi ukuthi umntana kaNkulunkulu usindisiwe.
Mm.
The devil will fill our minds with negative thoughts and thinking about ourselves.
Mm.
Ezifana nge-fear of failure. Kuthanda kabi ukuthi always to remind us about our past.
Yeah.
Athi ukhohlwe ukuthi wena wawuhamba phi uphumaphi.
Hey.
I-fear la ifaka phakeni.
Mm.
And the enemy of the soul is when we are always grumbling, complaining.
Mm.
Singafuni ukulinda ngoba sithi we deserve everything.
Entitled.
Our attitudes are rebellious, my brother.
Yeah.
As it was, nekulindela uNkulunkulu. As in Tandas, when Emning, now Lalel Abantu Lapis Tandas, Sikel uNkulunkulu, Suntan Zizin, this is Funa.
Hmm.
As in to me, Sunkulunkulu, the Mitandas of it.
Hmm.
Sitinkulunkulu Samba now, Samba now with this Jenny. Umas course, or the Nati, Uskumbu, Babanebu sees.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yo.
As funu glinda ngoba city we deserve everything.
Mm.
Even our attitudes are rebellious, my brother.
Eish, kosiyam.
Nasi thanda zanje ba seng shilo sifuna impendulo.
Mm.
Yeah. Futa njalo izinhlanhla brother, cela izinhlanhla.
Mm.
We are not humbling ourselves and wait upon the Lord. Any of the soul to is our behavior. Siya enkonzweni. Kepha nasifuma lapha uhambe nabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu niyohlala phansi niyoshare ukuthi hey bekhulunywa ngani ngani or what. Hayi. Una le bad company yakho yabangani.
Yeah.
Laba bahlala ngokuhleba. Abantu ababhubhayo ubabona kepha wena awazi kubasiza ubatshela ukuthi uyokhulunywa ngaloku lo uyakhleba nabo wena ungumntana kaNkulu.
Ey mara.
Nikhuluma ngezinto zezwe niyahleba ukuthi yazi mina ngifunani ngifuna into eso ngifuna into eso ukuhleba nje right through.
Mm.
Yeah. Elenye into manje labantu uzothola ukuthi ngawuhleli nabo lapho or ngaphandle kuyashisa.
Yeah.
Bahleli baphuza utshwala.
Mm.
Wena uzothi hayi ngihleli ngiphuza nabo utshwala kodwa mina ngiziphuzela ijuice.
Mara kuyafanana.
Siya uthi ngiziphuzela ijuice mina ngobuthi angithinti le poison. Bazokwazi ngakanjani ukuthi i-poison le nto nangobatsheli.
Eh, ngoba phansi komoyo ufana nowabo masimawuthi uhleli
la. Nenkulumo. Nenkulumo lezi inkulumo eziphansi kwalokho.
Hayi kuyafanana.
Because bona bakuhloniphi ngeke bakuhloniphi. Naba discuss pornography or what ukuthi ubonini lapha ku TV, they don't care now.
Eh.
Azange bakubize manje.
Azange vele.
Yeah. Because the David's clever by the way. Uthatha futhi our mindset building strongholds that will prevent us from facing the truth brotherly.
Ngempela.
That truth that it belong to the light, not in the darkness. And my sense is that darkness never to overcome the light in us, brother.
Absolutely.
Sense is strong, brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, hlala phansi ngiyalalela. Ngeke isifundisa lapho nawe brother, siyakhula bafuthi.
May the Father be glorified all the time. All the
glory be to God, my brothers.
All the time God the Father you. Be glorified. Thank you so much. Now we love you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We love you too. Thank you, sir.
Awuzeke. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note in the WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
All right, Sunny Boy says, greetings to you all, Bafundis Bam. Unforgiveness is the enemy of the soul as well, I believe. Unforgiveness. Uthini nge unforgiveness, Muruti?
It's a poisonous sin towards us because unforgiveness is the spirit that dwells in somebody ongafuni ukuxolela. Sometimes we pretend as if yonke into right, whereas deep down in the heart,
una
bitter spirit, and he's lying. He does not speak the truth even to himself. Ukuthi hayi mina ngakafika umuzi womfundisi noma ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kola ngimxolele sis kodwa I keep the distance. Yazi phela awufanelanga nje ukuthemba abantu. Uyabona ukuthi indlela akukhuluma nga even the attitude when he speak to that somebody umlimazini. Ingakho mfundisi we need to forgive ngoba nokuthi singaxoleli it becomes the enemy for our soul. Ngokuthi uJesu uma singaxoleli abantu izono zabo noyiso sezulwini ngeke sithethelele. So uma singathethelelwanga izulu ngeke salibona siyolukhomba.
je unforgiveness ikubopha ngamaketang. It just ties you down. You know, yeah, it just ties you down. That's the problem with it. It breaks you down. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape. The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Okay, here's another one. It's a WhatsApp. It says, Shalom, Brother Ray, best medicine for enemies of the soul. Just a closer walk with the Mahalia Jackson and Louise Armstrong, 1970 Newport Jazz Festival. Oh, okay. Okay. A medicine for enemies of the soul. Okay. I hear you. I hear you, Rita. Send me a piece of that. Let's hear it. Send me a piece of that. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, you know, and then I will play you also Marion Williams. I really want to see you. The song that was also done by the Beatles, but you know, anyway. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. The enemies of the soul are all about. There's this girl, you know, she's good.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.